Hello and welcome to episode 3 of Fireteam Core. That's what we're called. Miami Knights.
Yeah, don't forget that's the most important part.
Exactly.
Musing and abusing.
Oh, no.
Amazing. Jesus. Oh, that was a nice voice.
I try to escape it. Oh, it haunts me. It haunts me everywhere I go.
I never actually listen to it. I just hear it.
In my dreams.
I used to hear it.
Oh, it's horrible. I'm Adam, and I play Yu Jing.
I am Crump, and I play Combined Army.
Nigel, and I play Nomads.
Iggy, and I play Toha. For news and announcements, we'll just go right into it. Interplanetary just got done last weekend, and there was a whole ton of models that were released. We're not going to go over all the models, because if you play Infinity, you probably looked at it.
Well, they get released. They get spoiled.
Spoiled. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. They got released.
My HVT is not on the release schedule for, like... I have no idea how long. Actually.
I was like, it's on the release months. Schedule.
Is it?
No, it's not.
No, I don't think it is. No,
it's not.
Not everything's
in that release schedule.
I thought it was.
It's not on there all the way through November.
I thought it was October.
Nope. That's the Umbra with a Spitfire.
I thought the Spitfire was September.
Nope. Yeah.
Eh, I will.
It makes me sad because at least I didn't see it. And I
the most important news announcement of that was the Salamander, correct?
I agree.
No.
Easily by far the most important.
For you.
For just period.
No, just, yeah. Instead of Marshmallow Man, you get like a Combined Army looking.
Yeah, there's like, holy crap.
Again, that was fantastic.
Yeah. I wouldn't be able to record this podcast if he was actually out.
My
nuts would be too drained. I'd be at the hospital. They'd be trying to like reinflate him.
It's just been glued together.
We got to get some air down there.
Glued together with man glue.
New computer.
It was a spooky ghost.
There's tons of fantastic looking new stuff, but not a lot of Toha stuff, guys.
That's okay.
A little upsetting.
And
the one new model for Toha works for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But it is that monofilament. That's kind of going to be interesting that one monofilament can work for everybody. I was like,
Miranda. Oh,
and they named it after me.
It's a monofilament.
Is it Eggy?
It's Jaegers.
Jaegers? That's pretty sweet.
Which is Eggers. Oh, I mean,
sure it's
my
not
name's
like,
German.
You're sure
so
it's
eventually,
not like
I'm assuming that's what happened. My name got switched.
Jaeger.
It is Jaeger.
Oh, okay.
They're Jaeger hunters.
So
but
does he have bombs? Like, does he have?
I knew I was right. It is October
in German.
Just confirm.
What's October?
Nick's the HVT is October.
I would argue that it's August right now.
Yeah, it is August.
Yeah.
Awesome.
But yeah, you can go check out. All the stuff's been posted online for all the spoilers, but so we're not going to go over everyone. You can take a look at those yourself.
I want that Salamander tie. I want it. God, I want it to be.
Oh, let me see this. I just can't believe the Outrage is out.
What? It's been out.
It's been
I know.
Out like a month.
I know.
It does look awesome.
The I have all my J-Bucks, so I'm going to be... He's actually updated his inventory for Infinity. And it's actually at the best percent off, like
so
across the board.
If you don't know what that is, though... J bucks are.
Oh, we're revving J on the
podcast. I'm just saying.
Jay, I want some J bucks, and we're revving
you. I was looking around. He has the highest discount, so you get the best deal. Yeah, for just across the board, it's like just 20% off.
Did you have a conference call before we
no,
started this?
No, I'm just
the website being. If you're gonna plug it,
discount games. It's just discount games. I just bring it up because I was waiting for my J bucks to get to do. What is this?
Busting some balls.
The best is ball. Nigel's just like. Honestly, like
he's honestly
I'm so excited.
Like,
I'm so
super excited, and I'm getting J bucks not for plugging him on this podcast. I'm getting J bucks. I'm commission painting his Grimkin. So I'm doing my due. I'm doing like I'm pain and suffering. Like I'm earning it.
Yeah,
that's actually true. Yeah. That's actually true.
But I'll take some J bucks. You guys can buy stuff from Jay at discountgames.com.
Yeah,
boom. Yeah, Jay, you give him some cheese for that.
Yeah, but definitely check it out. Like it's the cool thing about Jay, just because we worked with him, Muse has worked out with him for like years.
He's been working out the gym.
Yeah, he used to do our fulfillment. So like they ship same day like every time. Like they just so if you order it, you'll get an email within like hours that it's gone. So they're pretty awesome.
Yeah, I've bought stuff from him in the past. I haven't bought Infinity stuff, but
they also
I've been happy with it.
If your orders are large enough, they give away our tokens. They have like little packs that they give away, so you get like a order pack of 10 or whatever
for Infinity as well.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Holy cow.
Yeah, they package our like. The little random extras with their big orders.
That's kind of sweet. I didn't know that.
Yep.
That's actually really sweet.
So I guess it turned into a full plug.
10 minutes feel about it.
But the whole point is I don't own this box yet because I was waiting for Jay to get it in stock. And then he got it in stock.
I need to put on the soundboard. Discount games. Discount games.
Yeah, you need to.
Josh.
Oh, that's so bad. That's so bad.
Whatever. We can do whatever we want.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. There's actually a lot we haven't talked about, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's two new profiles as well that were released.
I've been digging and digging trying to find them.
What are you going to – oh, you're going to bring up those up? Is that what you're going
to do? I haven't paid any attention to any non-combined army stuff, and the only reason I saw the Salamander is because I thought it was a combined army model at first.
I did, too. I was, like, so mad.
Oh, really? Well, I just saw – because it's – like, the it, look, oh, it has the tail like a lizard, kind of?
Yeah.
It's got the tail like a lizard.
That's what I knew it was.
It's got the aesthetic that I like in combined, the metal, like, wiry.
Platy,
like,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So. It said it was black painted, like, the it was black, like, armor kind of, too, in the actual.
Tunguska.
Yeah, they've completely changed that, studio scheme to be that red and black, so almost everything you're going to
see coming out
is going to be that red and black, like, and not and away from the green and purpley fruity.
Do we know which?
Wait, what?
Do we know which profile it is?
The Salamander?
Yeah.
I don't think the Salamander even has them.
Is it just the magnetic cannon? That's
the only always just the hypermagnetic cannon.
You might get something like sometimes when they release the new model like that, you might see something.
Pip out as well.
Yeah,
I will only ever play the hypermagnetic super cannon.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah. Only that's the only thing that will ever happen.
There's like a multi HMG and it's like 15 less points, and I was just like, nope.
Yep. Nope.
Yeah, five also the fact that, like, it already exists. And, I mean, there are a lot of tags that will just have a specific loadout.
No, I know.
You know, and it is a full tag.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
God, that thing needed a resculpt, though, so bad.
Yep.
I remember...
I like the old one. It just doesn't, like, fit, yeah.
I remember, like, 5 years ago or 4 years ago being at the only Adepticon I've ever gone to before, and someone had, like, a bargain bin of Infinity models, and I was like, what's this game? Because, like, Adam... like was just starting to play it, and I was like looking through this bargain bin, and I was like, "Oh, these look sweet." And then the Salamander was there. I was like, "Is this the same game?"
Yeah,
it seems really out of place.
This weird diving suit.
Yeah,
yeah, it's
diving
cool.
in space.
I can't find these profiles, and I don't remember what it is. Anyway, the coolest thing, because we didn't talk about this, I'm going to kind of jump ship.
You take over the
new heavy infantry for Nomads that's coming out on the
that's
Red
one of the new
expansion.
Profiles.
Isn't the Brezak Brezovic or whatever.
The full auto.
I don't think that's what it's called.
What?
Yeah, okay, so that's one of the new profiles they're going to talk about.
There's... Oh, the new rule. There's actually a rule,
yeah
it's gonna, God, we need Colin.
Wait,
it's going to be a new rule.
Are you talking about the Bakunin guy?
No, yes. No, he's Tunguska.
He's Tunguska.
But it's like same look as your Taskmaster
he
is, guy.
He looks like a Taskmaster with like big water tanks on his back.
Like cylinders.
And dreadlocks, yeah.
No, that's someone had a theory that those were just bullets for the full auto. So that's why he has a full auto rule. That's just literally just tanks and bullets. Seriously,
well, that's amazing.
That's why he's just going like boom, 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 and he's hooked up to it.
I thought you meant his dreadlocks were
Yama. There is a surprisingly amount of like a lot of models that actually have that dreadlock look.
Yeah,
like, but I don't know. What it's for
one time. It'll be all bullets.
It's for bullets,
and they all speak Jamaican.
Yeah,
but yeah, that guy is going to be pretty cool.
That rule is going to be.
What does it do?
So full auto level 1, I think it's level 1. There's like level 1 and level 2. So full 1, level 2, level 1, sorry, level 2 grants you level 1. Level 1 is during your active turn, you get a plus 1 to your using ballistic skill attacks. So if you have an HMG and you're burst 4, during your active turn, you're to burst 5. So
you get an extra burst.
Yeah.
All right.
And then level 2 is that you're... It's basically...
You're always in cover fire on your active turn.
If you're shooting and they shoot you back, they are at a minus 3.
Yep.
It probably is not just active turn.
It 100% is. They've already declared it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But so, it would be really cool if it was always in cover fire. That would be super sweet.
I suspect I
cross my fingers and hope.
It's not actually covering fire, right?
No.
I wish.
It's just
not.
The minus 3 to shoot.
Yeah. It does seem cheesy.
Yeah.
I'll take it. I'll take it.
I will suspect that it's not stackable with the suppressive fire mod.
Suppressive fire mod takes over the previous profile anyway.
Right, right. So that's the reason why is because that
but
changes.
Full auto might not but be a weapon profile, and it's like an actual profile of the guy.
Like the guy holds down the trigger really, really well, everyone else. Mm-hmm.
But it's not an ammo type that's doing it. It's just
that's what I'm saying. That's why I might be able to stack it.
Except for most likely they will have thought about that because when they did Kaleidoscope, they made sure that it doesn't stack with fairy dust. Or the fire, not really fairy
tin
dust,
bots
the fire, the firewall mod. It stacks with tin bots. But in the rule itself, it specifically says it does not stack with the firewall mods.
Okay.
So it's likely that, you know, we haven't seen it actually published, that it will say that it does not stack with the suppressifier. That's pure speculation. I actually don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
But I suspect that it will be, you know, both active and inactive turns.
I think it's both inactive and active turns, and will stack.
That would suck.
For misery.
That's going to require a new rule.
Just, I hope the world suffers.
Minus six.
Yeah, it's just like, just and then, yeah.
I think they're up there. So for point costs, I think they're like the 60s for when they're revealed.
I mean,
they're pretty expensive.
They range from 50 to 60.
Also.
Yeah,
they're arm 5, BTS 6.
They're heavy infantry.
They're just taskmasters,
No, I think they're like 60-something. Like, they're pretty expensive.
I thought they ranged from 50 to 60.
I think they're up there.
Like,
yeah. Which is fine. But they're fine for what they are.
Yeah.
But still, if you think about it, okay. Because
people are worried. They're like, oh, is this a Taskmaster? And they're like freaking out about it.
It's a lot better than a Taskmaster.
Yeah, right. But people are like worried that.
Just from my perspective, that. So I play a Taskmaster currently, and I use it as my like active turn can opener to get rid of people's AROs, because it's just an HMG on a high armor platform, which is like what you do. Also, you use like the Salamander tag for the same reason. This guy just does it like way better. He like immediately like supplants the role, because now I'm always getting minus three. You know, I'll be firing out of cover. You'll be minus six to hit me.
The nice thing is it goes really the benefit of the full auto for now. Like besides mimetism or something else like that, or just camo, is to, when you go into MSV 2 models. Like they actually take the negative.
They take the negative exactly. Yeah. I'm really excited about this.
Yeah. The reason why that I don't think it will stack with specular fire, I mean, not specular fire, suppressive fire, is because if you think about this, you have an arm 5 model in cover shooting back. A model shooting that is a negative 3 modifier for the auto, a negative 3 for the suppressifier, a negative 3 for covering at a set minus 9, and you're...
I mean, that's a TO model.
You're also at arm 8.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, I could be wrong. Maybe it is. There's likely going to be a missile launcher profile, because when they did that initial thing, but there's not a profile released yet, because I think they said they were still in testing.
Ooh, gross. Yeah. Actually, a missile launcher profile.
It might, most likely, a missile can't be in full auto, so that rule might not be on a missile launcher.
You obviously
profile.
Haven't played Halo.
That's actually true.
What? I mean, you still only have 3 missiles.
Nope. Infinite.
Oh, okay. Unless he gets just two crate, he just put 2 crates on his back. And
yeah, he's got those huge tanks full of missiles.
It's literally just the.
Yeah.
Yeah, Yan Hao. Doubles.
I kind of have a half chub again.
But there isn't. They have not released the missile profile. I think they said there was possible talk that they would be changing stuff. So my speculation would be that they're still testing it, testing the missile profile, because it might be, you know.
Really,
seems
really
fine.
Dumb.
Yeah. Seems fine. Fair.
We can go on to the next profile. That's it's the Pano stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The little baby Pano. We're crying about 4-2. I can't believe it's a 4-2 movement.
I'm literally raging in the streets. Yeah.
Really raging, and I was like, "Oh wow, they're just better than Sekban because they have mimetism now."
Yeah,
they literally got mimetism, and it's obviously a profile made for sectorial.
And it's been fixed. It's not 4-2.
I do like that when Carlos posted that it's been fixed. Sorry, it was a typo. And then people still raged at him. Why is it a 4-2? On the post where he literally posted a picture. It was a typo. Here's the profile. And people were like raging at him.
I just love how everyone like, oh, I have a Facebook account. I'm now a game designer. Let me tell you about it.
When he fixed it, were there people who were like, what? Why is it only a 4-4?
No. They're still mad at the 4-2. Like, they were ignoring his post and just like, ooh, Carlos is on Facebook. I better yell about the 4-2. When his whole post was about the correction and they were just completely not reading it.
They're still also being ballistic skill 13. So if you compare them with Dagmari.
They're mimetism, too.
Yeah. BS-13, I have heard, is shitty for Pano. So
yeah.
I've heard.
Oh, okay, everybody else
that's
is
basically
elite.
That's like their scrub profile.
Well, we got Mr. Hyperbole. So
but in a
five-man
link.
That.
What's that?
In a five-man link. So like, if you compared them to Dagmari, which are 4-2, and they're ballistic skill 12s, they have mimetism, but they have mimetism and MSV level 1. And it's a really solid link. Like, that's one of those links that we talk about. Like, oh, man, how do you learn to deal with this? This new link is a 4-4, so they're more mobile. They're ballistic skill 13, so on a 5-man link, they go up to 16. They have mimetism, but they lose the MSV level 1. So MSV level 1 is that one where it's like, it can be great, it can be bad, because, you know, like,
it's still really good.
You can't see through smoke, but then at the same time, like, you have the benefit.
If you're
of,
an elite team,
like,
and you're fighting against Aleph, it's still pretty basic.
Yeah, it's right. That's pretty good. Yeah. So,
it's situationally, but, just still awesome. Mm-hmm. Like,
ballistic skill 16 is still pretty freaking awesome.
Right, that's why everyone complained. I was like, who cares? And their weapon profiles, they don't have to be up the board. I think they got like a heavy rocket launcher now too, for a new one. Mm-hmm. And then I think one of them was an MSV2 sniper.
Yeah, there's just it's randomly like,
so they
a
have
profile
an MSV2 sniper
MSV2
too.
Sniper.
It's like, oh my god, that's like a just disgusting link team, and then they're crying about it. Even if it's a 4-2, didn't matter.
The rest of them are MSV1.
No, the rest of them aren't. Oh. It's like, so there are some profiles that will just randomly have different loadouts. Not Swiss Guard.
Caranta.
Yeah, but yeah, we get what you're saying.
Yeah. Anyway, it's one of those ones that, like, randomly their multispectral visor, like, I mean, their sniper just has a multispectral visor. So then he's like a 16 with an MSV sniper, and you're like, okay.
MSV 2 sniper,
An MSV 2 sniper.
But why are they 4-2?
They're not. Yes, exactly. And if you, like, they're...
If you complain enough, they won't be.
Their point range is, like, in the 30s, so, like... Theoretically, you could take like six of them.
No, they're 20s. They're in the 20s.
I thought they were like high
20s. No, they're like dirt cheap. It's ridiculous.
Mind you, we're not looking at anything. We're literally just shooting from the hip over here.
Well, if they're,
I know they're like in the 20s because they're close to Sekhban.
But they're probably close to 20s because Rodoks are in the like 20, high 20 ranges with mimetism. And
yeah, they're insane too.
So you can take six. You can have a partially defensive link with your sniper, and then once you want to move up the board and leave your sniper behind, you can just activate the five and leave the sniper behind. Like, and go forward if you want to get up and get into scenario and you need to.
Yeah, so AKA panel players, your little babies, stop crying.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not developing the game, so don't sit there and try to design the game from your Facebook account.
They feel like they are, because they won WOTAN.
Yeah, so. They won the Interplanetary.
And the Interplanetary,
yeah.
Well, it's been a clean sweep for them.
There you go. If you complain enough, you'll just win everything.
Yeah. The Interplanetary guys list, I really wanted to find his list to bring them up. They're like super interesting because it's completely non-traditional.
They normally do. I think they'll eventually do an article on the winner, and they'll have the list.
He'll write a thing up. But what I was really interesting is that it was low model count, so it was like, I think
classic
he maxed
panel.
Out at 14 orders. It
Which
was
is not that low.
It was either 12 and 13 or 13 and 14. I don't remember which one it was at the top of my head. And he ran Magister's links, and I think the Magister links were the same. It was like a hospitalier paramedic or doctor, and then three Magisters, so a heavy link.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think one of the like that he didn't have a hacker killer either, or like he didn't run Joan, he didn't run Father. He had a bunch of like little Panzerfaust and whatnot, and was like keyed on positioning, and he used a standard hacker, like just like a a regular hacker.
Standard hackers are great.
It's like it's just outside of the box because he focused on positioning, focused on his rules and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. And meat and potatoes are just good. People once in a while, if you just forget all the shenanigans and play some meat and potatoes and just play well and position well and then kill key pieces, that can be infinity. You don't have to worry about all this wackadoo stuff. That's all I'm saying.
Yep. I don't disagree.
He clearly didn't run into any Shinobus all weekend.
right. Or anything to just, or K1 or something like
or
that.
Or any wackadoo stuff.
No wackadoo.
Symbiomates. He only played against some meat potatoes.
Meat potatoes for days. Everyone's German over there. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, that's super hilarious.
So those are two profiles, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Any other news and announcements that you have, Adam?
News and announcements regarding tournaments, we do. So we've actually... we've talked about this, I think, twice. Actually, we didn't last time. Anyway, I'm rambling. We have a new tournament system, tournament event. It's a traveling event. It's called the IDOT Joint Operations, is what we're calling it. It's for Iowa City / Cedar Rapids, Des Moines, Omaha, and the Twin Cities.
Yeah, that's
exactly what we do.
Debatable. I don't know if that where that funding goes to, but hey.
The first one is going to be held in Des Moines on September 2nd. It's going to be one of the first tournaments in Season 9. even though season 9 ITNS has not been announced, it actually, I believe it gets announced on September 1st, so we're in a small window. I've gone ahead and set the, I'll be running the event. I set the, scenarios. They're gonna be highly classified, frontline and supremacy. No, it wasn't supremacy. It was, shoot.
It's okay. They can look and figure it out later.
I just don't remember. Oh, antenna field. And I selected those three because they have a, I personally felt like they had a high probability of making it to season 9 because they've been in previous seasons as well as this current season.
We'll see.
If they are not, in the next season, we're going to make an on-the-fly adjustment so that it will count for season 9. And if for some reason I can't get a season 9 tournament pack before that day, I'm just going to do an online code and then personally ship the new winner pack to whoever it is. And
whoa, that's mighty kind of you.
I'm also putting up a limited edition Tony.
The tiger?
Exactly.
Like a box of frosted flakes.
It's been signed by the owner of General Mills.
Okay, now you have to stop and don't mention the actual model. Like, this needs to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'll sign it. I'll forge that for you.
So that's going to be there. It's only going to be a 3-round event no matter what. The purpose of the event is to bring together the communities. If you're from outside of any of those areas, you're still welcome to come and hang out. It's going to be at Mayhem Iowa. Yeah.
Wait. Are we including Kansas? I mean, Missouri, Kansas.
At this time, not yet. There's going to be the possibility to add other people. The reason why is just because, personally, I've been working with Jeremy Kinzer, Will
Thompson, Sean Poschel.
Sean Poschel / Jamie Huddle and Jonathan Robinson.
No, Jamie Cuddle. You had it right.
I did say it right, didn't I?
It is Cuddle, yeah.
That's his actual name.
He said Huddle.
Gosh. That's my favorite thing. Hey. He got married and changed.
Yeah, it is actually, it throws me off.
You're saying a lot of names.
Yeah, but those are people from each of those that have done a lot of contributions to their local metas, and we're going to try and bring them together. We know them and know them fairly well. We might expand it to other areas down the road, but the goal is to keep it small-ish so that people who normally can't travel get a chance to play with other people from other metas. So it's a traveling trophy. Let's say Des Moines wins and gets their name on the trophy.
Woo-hoo.
It Suck doesn't it. Stay in Des Moines. It what? Still goes to another. It would then Blue be hosted earns. Somewhere else, meaning at one of those other three locations. So the people from that area that didn't get a chance to come and play can then play against people from another meta. That's the whole purpose of
Colorado.
It.
Colorado. We should include Colorado.
So we can go to Colorado.
So I can go to Colorado.
Yeah, in Portland.
That's line two.
Maybe Seattle.
Maybe Seattle.
Yeah, let's actually just do Seattle, Vegas.
It's a nationwide.
Just Colorado and Washington and Vegas.
We got to go to Portland. We got to go see Nate and Adam.
But
anyway,
marijuana's not legal.
So this is also a setup, though. Hopefully a setup for the Iowa incident, which is on October 14th and 19th in Iowa City. It's being ran by Will
M. F. N. Thompson.
Yes. He's like the main war core. It's his baby. Kinzer has a very good hand at it as well, to my understanding. And that is for the Boistria Cup. I hope I said that right.
Bostria.
I thought it was
Cup.
I'm horrible at this.
Slaughtered.
That's going to be a 5-round event. Those have not been setting it. Said he's going to confirm and wait, because it's October, to actually see what
it'll
are.
It'll be a 5-round event.
But it's going to be a joint operations, so there's a good chance that what we're playing may match up.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Nice.
Joint operations.
Joint operations.
Joint operations jokes. Should be in Colorado.
Oh!
We need to abandon this and start over. perfect.
It's Colorado. If you ever tournament, it's going to be called joint operations.
It needs to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the news and announcements that we have.
I'm pretty excited for it. When is it again?
Oh, my God.
The Iowa incident? Or
there's
ours?
There's so much you could do with it.
Oh, the jokes?
Yeah, just the Rocky Mountain HI joint operations. Be so good.
That's actually awesome. That's super awesome. No, it is our tournament in Des Moines is September 2nd. It's the first one. It's held at Mayhem in Des Moines, Iowa. The Iowa incident. Mark IV, this is the fourth time he's ran it, is being held in Iowa City on the 14th and 15th of October. There is a pre-registration. The pre-registration, I believe, closes the 13th and 14th of August. So jump in there if you can. If you're trying to figure out where to find it, if you're on Facebook, search Iowa Incident and then MK.
I would just get on the WGC chat and then link Will Thompson in just a general topic.
That's
just
good.
Take a picture of one of your models and then say Will Thompson, and then he'll show up.
Yeah, Will's very active on there, and that's you know, that's a good thing.
He'll swoop in and answer all your questions.
Yeah, he is a great worker, and so are the ones we have in the area. There,
so are awesome. You, buddy.
I'm not a worker.
You are. You technically
he's
are.
A worker at heart.
Yeah, he's our worker. Yeah. He's the worker we deserve,
but not.
I'll never be. I'm never doing that jazz.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm too cool for school.
You could have had the Red Veil expansion in your hot little hands right now.
What if I applied for Warcore and got for Adam?
Oh my god, this would be good. This would make for good drama. This would make for good ratings.
Yeah, I actually feel like that's what it would be. That would be. That would
be like, oh my god. It'd be like Falcon Crest, the podcast.
Oh man. Buddy.
That's horrible. That's absolutely horrible. Yeah, and I mean, that's the announcements. That's what we got.
Okay. Well, do you want to talk about anything, or what do you want to talk about?
Nick had some tech he wanted to talk about.
It's really dumb.
Okay, go for it.
I thought about it after my game against Chris. Last night at Mayhem, I played my Fracta drop. So Combined Army has two AD troops. One of them is Kodali, three. I always forget about the monkey dude. but Kodali and then this guy, which is either Sepsid or Toha, or just a Toha who was like, screw the rest of Toha.
They had new chips put in their brain, and they said, hey, by the way, this is a basic rundown, and I'm repeating from Chris, who's, awesome. Says, hey guys, Combined Army's not as bad. We've had our chips replaced, and they're not as bad now that the Combined Army has taken over. There's a really good, it's in the fluff of the original book. I'm probably horribly misquoting it. Go.
Yeah. That was good.
I
played one last night against Judy, a local player of ours, in that horrible scenario that I seize the antennas, which you basically can't lose if you go second.
Yes, you can.
You can.
Okay.
You can be.
Don't believe.
There is. We can play a game after this. It does favor going second. It definitely favors going second. But you have to, like, if you're going to win that one and you're going out first, like, if you can get out and capture and defend, like, with the correct, you have to build towards the scenario, in my personal opinion, like, to win on the first round, because you have to capture and then have too many things blocking, like not just blocking an ARO, but also you can have models blocking physically so they can't get to them.
You have to basically have like three models out of cover touching a console so that they can't touch a console.
No, if it's touching the console, you can get into this situation.
Yeah, you just sneak like
cover.
A zero up behind one of the consoles, and then he puts a mine down on each side of it, and then they're like, GG. And then also, then you run a Moran with some.
Is that GG? Because can't I just literally walk up, eat all the mines, and still hack the console?
You can't eat the mines; they will kill you.
Yeah, I will die, but I will have pushed the button.
I mean,
on
you
the
can
console.
Walk up and dodge, and then just, they all go off, and you
die. And
no,
it's
you
not
can't
an
dodge mines; they just kill you.
You can't.
You'll fail. You'll fail every time.
The hack on the console is also not automatic. Like, it's not really rollable.
You'll fail that, and then die from the two mines.
I guess 15% of the time, I lose the game.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
But then there's a zero with two mines sitting there, so then you turn the console on, and he's like, I'll turn it on.
No, it's if you go second.
Well,
so
yeah.
On your last
so the, it is actually winnable if you go first just by killing, like, and just
all the
making
dudes.
It, yeah, just killing all the dudes to the point where they can't just turn it on the consoles.
I meant mostly, like, in the list that I built for it, it was a 10-order pool and then a 3-order pool, and the 3-order pool was just a Flashbot, a Malignos hacker that deployed literally right next to the one in the middle of the board but in hidden deployment. And then airdrop hacker that I was like, I'm going to go for the 9 in the event that I, like, because I'm never going to not get mine. Like, it's pretty unlikely for me to lose the one on my side of the table. And then just in the last turn, I was like, this Malignos will pop out of hidden deployment and go touch a button.
So there's something that we don't see often in our meta, but you will see at high level tournaments.
Sniffers.
And sniffers and sensors.
Sensors. And I play sensors
people,
every game.
Yeah, people, like in that kind of scenario, if you have something built out and you can literally put them up the board and be like, all right, sensor, oh sweet, look, there's a guy there now. And you have to do that earlier on.
You have to do it in like the first, what sucks is it eats like four orders out of their pool to just like literally get a guy up there and then sweep.
They're speed six, six.
Yeah.
The little, like the antipodes
that can literally have the whole entire in. Like
oh yeah
zone of control and do like an 18-inch zone
hashtag
of control.
P-well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hashtag heavy flamethrower chocks the guys.
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty sweet. 10-pointers.
Mm-hmm.
They got the sensor.
Everyone has access to that 8-point bot that's like 6-6.
I do not.
That's true. You have a better version.
They're 4-4s.
I played this troop for the first time, landed, which... There wasn't, I didn't have to eat any arrow because I killed her like only pieces that would be able to see where I was landing. But landed, her tag successfully turned to face.
Mm-hmm.
And so my next order was walk up to the console and try to hack it. And I failed the hack and she hit me with a template and I took one wound. But it's a stupid Toha model so it has two wounds.
Wait,
it's
got... she doesn't play Toha.
No, I play Toha. Like, oh, it's a Toha model.
Oh, yeah.
He hit it with a flamer.
A fracta.
Yeah. It's a fracta, so it has, like, symbiote, or not symbiote armor, but, like,
it's just called something
active
else.
And then
inactive,
basically.
Right.
Survival
like,
mode.
Like, Lemoot.
Right.
And so I was like, oh, man, she's died. I didn't get the console. And then I was like, wait, no, she's not. And I just, like, in playing my game against Eggers, which I think was, like, my first or second Toha game, like, guys with two wounds for... less than 60 points are just
there's
like,
there's tons they're and like, tons of stuff
yeah but they're like 50 points or more to have like two wounds.
Mm-hmm.
They're like
combined
up,
army
they're up the, yeah right.
Oh okay
I guess I've
there's
got like
there's plenty of other like stuff
yeah I got guys with three wounds for 50 points so
yeah
up.
Yeah
must be nice
it is pretty nice
but I want to play these guys and probably just not 80 them in ever and just play them as just. And I was, like, comparing to other things in my faction. So I was looking at the Spitfire profile. So for reference there, move 4-4, BS-12, Fizz-12, Whip-12, Arm-1, BDS-3. When they take a wound, they lose their – they go to move 4-2, and then they gain an armor and 3 BDS. So they become significantly twice as hard to kill, a little slower, but
– and worse at dodging.
And worse at dodging, but they seem pretty sweet, and there's literally the guy from my Dire Foes pack. I was comparing them. He's, like, literally the exact same cost and SWC, and they're just better in every way.
I think some of the Dire Foe, like, models need a little updating.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some of them are, like, really good, and then some of them are kind of like, meh.
He might get a bump because the Shasvasti.
Oh, you mean the Shasvasti one. I was going to say, your other one, the one with, like, non-impetuous smoke is solid.
Like, she's got a nano screen, or the Shasvasti guy has a nano screen, but I think they slightly overvalue that rule.
It can be really, really, really good. Like, Rasales just abuse that so bad, it's insane.
Would you rather have that or a second wound?
Well,
Rasales have three. Must...
Well, technically they have four because of Pokemon, but
Our
symbiote mate. But
so I want to actually just try to play these, and I've been struggling a lot to successfully play AD things because rarely can you actually use them on turn one, and so you usually have to wait until like turn two or sometimes three before they're actually like.
It depends how they deployed and if you can like have a hole.
Yeah, I'm talking about against like good. Good player, like some
the upper crust.
Whoa.
But I think they're just solid dudes. They're 35 points. And the thing I like about it is I frequently have designed lists where I'm super short on SWC, which is probably fine, but I have some pretty expensive dudes that only have like a half or zero SWC.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, I built a 300 point list and I only spent 3 SWC. This feels awkward.
Sometimes it doesn't even matter.
Yeah. Maybe it doesn't, but
the guy who won Interplanetary, I think he at max he spent was 5.
Yeah. I mean, 5's fine. I'm talking about like 3 or sometimes 2, and I'm like, this feels like I messed up somewhere in this
design.
Well,
it also depends on what the list is, because I ran into that sometimes with Yu Jing, where I'll like show a list to Nate that I'm like prepping for a tournament. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, you're only using like 4 or 4.5, but it's cause I'll have like monofilament in it and I don't pay for monofilament, or you'll have like, you'll have certain model. I mean, you pay for monofilament, but it's different.
You, as Yuzhang, don't pay SWC for monofilament.
Like, well, usually. there's other
you
stuff.
You pay a point cost for the monofilament.
Right. Yeah. The model, the points are what's taking up of it, cause it's like a, you know, 49 point model or 41 point model. And the so you're taking other things that are mitigating not necessarily having big guns, and it's also a playstyle thing. I won't always have – of my two lists, I won't necessarily always have a monofilament in both of those lists. It might only be in one. Sure. And the reason why I bring that one is because of the avatar, because it's statistically my best probable my best possibility of taking the avatar off the table.
Yeah, but you can't play him in Sexorial, so he's clearly garbage.
Right.
Wait, what? Who?
Avatar.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know what the rest of this list would be, but so far I like it, and I still have like 20-something points to play with. It's two of those Practa guys with Spitfires.
Oh, you're taking two of those?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then I can like deploy, it's a Jedi mind trick. I'll deploy one normally, and then they'll be like, oh, he just deployed his AD troop because he wants the order. And then I get him with the second one. Just scooch.
I'd be impervious to that because I wouldn't know what either of them to do.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
She'd be like, that's just a dude.
Yeah, that's just a dude. Oh, he surprised me, this other dude. It looks like the same as other, oh, well, whatever.
Why didn't he just, what an idiot.
I have played.
You're playing Toha, right? Oh, combined army. Sorry.
I have played my drop troops in that way. Like, I have regularly deployed my Tiger Soldier because there's, like, a Tiger Soldier sniper profile. And I just wanted to try it because it's a Ballistic Skill 13 Mimetism Sniper.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's pretty good.
As a drop troop?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah. So,
once in a while, if you can, like people are like, I can't remember. I had a conversation one time where I was talking about drop troops, and they're like, HMG drop troops are just straight trash because you're right next to everybody. But once in a while, if you can kind of get a beat on the side of a table and you have HMG and the back of the table is open, then you're just like, I just killed all of your schlubs.
I didn't,
you have no orders left for the rest of the game.
I didn't think about it because none of mine have, like, the best is like a Spitfire for me.
Which is still really good.
I've never seen a
Spitfires are fairly good on the troops because they you end up halfway up the table and you're still four dice burst.
Right.
So,
you just lose one pow.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, 14 is still pretty powerful in this game. I mean,
yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. This list is almost half Toha model list. So
yeah, welcome.
So just Sepsider some Pokemon and you're golden.
Perfect.
No, you will never receive those.
I want to try it.
And because it's not symbiote armor.
It's not.
That's true.
Yeah, that's why they did that.
Yeah. Nah, I
never gonna get it.
I kind of want to legit try this chick. Like, not as a drop troop, because her dropping in is kind of bad.
Evo.
Yeah. I fail a quarter of the time, like 20% of the time.
I mean, she doesn't have to drop in. You can always walk off the side.
Sure, walk on in.
So. Sure. Dropping in's sweeter, though.
Yeah. You feel like a BA. You're like,
yeah,
I'm going to nail this. And you're like, oh, I could have walked in right there anyway.
Yeah, but I nailed it. So, but no, they're pretty decent speed. They're, like, relatively hard to take off the table. They're immune to shock because they have two wounds. Like, that's pretty sweet. Whereas Kodali just, like, gets hit with a shock bullet. She's dead. Like, I'm just,
yeah, that's what you get.
Yep. She should totally also have it.
No, she needs to die.
I think she should also.
She left Yuzhang. I'm taking the Kala now.
I'm imagining.
You know what's so weird about her profile is the slash. Like when they have profiles that has word slash other one, you have to pick which one you're going to use.
Right.
That's always kind of weird. And people are like, I've got both. No, you don't. You have to pick one of those.
Yeah. I mean, she's like never going to probably pick multi-terrain.
I mean, if you're playing a Motan or certain scenarios, then that can be relevant.
I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, because. Yeah.
Yeah, because it sucks compared to the. Yeah, right. I understand.
It depends on what happens with 0G here moving forward. So there's those changes happening to 0G. They tested them in Wotan, and it seems what's going to go forward going into ITS.
Is like half the boards will be 0G boards?
No. So instead of making 0G a penalty like it was before, during Wotan they were doing some testing on.
He's got bonuses.
Yeah,
negatives,
giving you bonuses,
which is cool,
instead of negatives. So your 0G stuff got better instead of your opponent's stuff getting worse. So
it, and it wasn't. I liked it because it wasn't too drastic.
Yeah.
I wish we would have played more. I wish I would have played Wotan.
Actually. Yeah, we had a timing of that. Which is still going, our slow grow league, which
kind of... We said a lot of stuff in between. Yeah, there's just a lot
of... We can always double down. There's no problem with, like, recording your slow grow games as Wotan. You know, it's not a big...
You got to play the scenarios.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like, you can't report them and send them in anymore, which is kind of part of it, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But our slow grow could have just used the Wotans, right?
Yeah, correct.
We could have doubled down.
Sorry, I didn't set it up that way.
You didn't.
It's my bad.
I don't think anybody was willing to take pictures and actually write stuff.
Right, and a lot of it comes down to is actually having people have to use their ITS and sign in, and we were lucky we got 16 already to go.
I felt like Wotan was like voting for president. There are so many panos faking their games and reporting them that there was no point.
Oh!
No.
We didn't have that jab.
It was just a wasted vote.
We have this beautiful...
Fraudulent voting. Voter fraud. Voter fraud for Pano.
Camera setup.
Yeah.
That we could, like, actually videotape games. Somehow we never do.
So that's not what it's for.
Too much work.
I don't know how to work it. I'm sure you just press buttons.
But you don't know how to work a camera?
No.
Yeah, I'll point out that I believe it was Aleph. I think it was Aleph got an award for, like, the most... They had to create an award for Aleph, the most like authentically reported, like the least, the least spammy, basically.
That's awesome.
They're like they're the Bernie Sanders.
They're like, group.
Oh man, that's hilarious.
And then Pano's just the Hillary Clinton group.
Yeah.
No, they're the Trumpsters.
Mm-hmm.
They're full on Trumpsters.
Yeah. They did.
I mean, so, they didn't like hack Nomad's numbers.
They had Ariadne interference.
Oh, God.
Perfect. They're the Russians. Oh, like, Tuscunga.
No, Tunguska. Ariadne is the Russians. Tunguska is just some cool place.
They're Russians,
Mexico.
Too.
Nah, I don't know. That's just Russian. It's just a Russian-sounding word. Nomads are in space. They fly around ships. They don't care about Russia.
Yeah.
I mean, forget that Russia was the first to space, but...
They forget about bestiality. They care about bestiality. And,
Well, that's Bakunin.
That's just Bakunin.
That's a different ship.
The Pupniks form their own society.
How do we get into
this? Are you just writing fluff right now?
Yep.
This is a fluff episode. Nice to talk about making up fluff.
Yep.
Wild speculation over here. Yeah. No, but it will be interesting to see what they do because they did it two different ways on the multi-terrain. They did it where multi-terrain got the benefits of some of the zero-G, and then they also did it where you had to have straight zero-G to get the benefit.
Which is good.
You had to be straight G.
Yeah.
OG. Original gangster.
Yep. Nice.
You should try that list.
Oh, I'm going to. That sounds sweet. Just spitfire all over my opponents.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Legit.
At least it's a weapon I recognize, as opposed to some sort of weird...
Yeah.
What? Like what?
Thing that, like, melts your armor and takes your dude over or whatever.
But somebody said,
what are you talking about?
I don't know. Stupid combined army stuff. Combined army and Toa is just... It's all just...
I still have yet
what,
to play.
What in Toa is...
Nonsensical words.
What in Toa makes you... What do you not know about?
I don't know.
Abilla buddies
and like a bunch of three
What's
man.
What's Abilla buddy?
Abilla buddy is the guys you have to shoot before you get to the creamy nougats.
I love this explanation.
Yeah, exactly.
I love this explanation.
And then these like stupid three man teams that just like sit around, like they just loiter. You're basically, you like, every game against Toha is like showing up at like 2 o'clock at bar, I don't know, like a bar strip, and they're all just out smoking and like sitting around like taking dumb arrows. And then,
Eastern European guys.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, trying to just track suits with artichoke heads. And you can't tell what any of them have.
Oh, God.
Sorry, I was a three wound version of a random guy loitering around. That's great.
His buddy jumps in the way when you're going to get him.
Yep.
This is so excellent. So accurate.
Yeah. That's Nigel's deep inside cut takes on Combined Army and Toa.
Perfect.
Yep.
I love it. I love it. I want to see a visualization of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, we can go down to go to Court Avenue tonight, and I'll show you.
Of course, not that bad.
What?
We gotta rock to the. We're not gonna do NPR episode again about our local area.
Why not?
Town.
What? I'm just saying it's just a bunch of Toha sitting around.
He's talking about he's finding the triads.
Yeah, you just find a bunch of three man teams loitering around, taking dumb arrows. Hey, are you an Uber? Do you got some change? Yes. You got some change? Do you have a smoke? Can you light this? Get out of here! Your arrows are garbage.
What happened?
change. God.
back in Colorado. Anyway,
yeah.
One of the things that I kind of want to talk about, since we get a lot of new people are kind of listening to this, is deployment. Since like a lot of people, when they deploy stuff, they're new at deploying, they kind of just get, they lose the game in deployment. And I think that goes for even like just in general, any player can kind of lose in deployment when you set up wrong or not knowing what you're going into, which can suck. Like a good example would be like playing into mutts and then you just don't have arrow pieces to defend against the mutts and they come and isolate all your big pieces right away.
Or bikes.
It super sucks. There's a weird part of the game because you have to set up your arrow pieces.
Part of deployment, I think, is what I think about it is I want you to have to shoot at my arrow pieces to get across the board.
Mm-hmm.
And those are just points in your list that if they die, they die, and you kind of have to expect that and accept it. So the rest of your army has it, if you're going to go second, has a turn to actually do something.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, if you give someone free reign, something like a 6-4, like I've been playing a coattail a lot, and they're just amazing with super jump and the EM grenades. They can get across the board so fast, and if you have enough orders left over, they just start throwing EM grenades on all your big stuff and they isolate it. So, like, you have to defend against really fast models, or like bikes with Spitfires can kill all of your guys.
McMurrow
will chain rifle all your guys. You have to have some kind of ARO and not just let people run at you, because you'll just get ramboed and then you just lose.
I was actually having this discussion with one of our local players who is semi-new to the game, played it for a little while, and then had been out of the game for quite a while. His name's Gabe, and I was describing about how I approach a tournament and building a list, and that because this game is not necessarily about list building, I think that it's a lot about balance and strategy and recovery and recognizing threats and then how to isolate them.
We can go to that later. I've got list creation, having fun.
So with that though, like a lot of what you're talking about is you know, making sure, like, yes, having an ARO model, because whether or not you actually have it out there, depending on who you're playing, depending on the scenario, and when I say who, I mean what army you're facing, you may or may not have an ARO piece out on the very first turn, but you need to have access to it in your list. So you might be taking a total reaction bot and not putting it on top of a building, but putting it on the ground.
Sure, yeah.
Case in point, after like 3 games of playing Infinity, I no longer deploy TR bots on rooftops ever because I can't go prone. So if they ever get knocked unconscious, they're just dead. Your opponent will just be like, well, I'll spend one more order to make that thing never be a problem for the rest of the game.
If there's a little bot sitting next to it, yeah.
Right. Even if there's not, like, you can usually just have like a little drone dude walk up there, like, or jump or whatever. But, in the game I just played against Chris, I deployed a product, a linked missile launcher on a rooftop, and then I put my TR bot on ground
level. New model?
Yeah. New guy. I put my TR bot on ground level, and I knew he had a guy with MSV2 on a rooftop, and I knew he had smoke in his list because he had mutts and other things. And I was like, well, if that missile or if that HMG MSV guy ever gets a bead on my TR bot, my TR bot's just dead.
Yep.
Like, unless I manage to pass all my armor rolls and then go to complete cover. And so I deployed it such that he'd be able to shoot the missile launcher, but he could never get a bead on my TR bot. So just like, but all that stuff sort of comes with time.
Yeah, kind of like have the TR bot down to cover one lane, and that's his job, is cover that one lane.
Right.
Yeah, instead of trying to cover the whole board.
And everything behind him.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yep. For drop troops or Van Zant.
Yep. Just awesome.
That's another thing, too, I was kind of like to talk about, is kind of just have, when you play against like a Van Zant or something like that, you kind of want to onion out from the inside of your board, like out, like kind of how you're facing or your guy's face. I don't know if you know what I mean by that, but like another, like, and have, actual template weapons. I don't play game without ever having templates or some kind of template just for peace trading. So if someone's trying to rock
it's
around
hard
corners, I don't think I can play a game without a template.
No, I'm saying random dudes just have a like chain rifle out of nowhere or
it depends on your faction.
Yeah, it depends on your faction.
And but what you're saying about a template weapon,
combined army and Toa have like one of the,
you have a lot of them.
They've got really cheap, like the 10 pointers, both that bot. What's that bot?
What's
a 2 light flamethrowers?
Yeah.
And then Toha's got the Choxo with the heavy flamethrower for 10 points. But having those on the corners to protect guys coming in from the side and just walking on is really good. So he's placed them like on the outside of the building, so they have to take a template in the face to even get around and to expose your back line.
But something what you were just talking about too, though, talking about templates, that's another thing to consider when building a list and looking for balance. Like giving a template, like, okay, something that I hear and I think is talked about often is how do you, you know, oh, link teams are so good. Like, how do you deal with link teams? How do you whatever? There are negatives for playing in sectorial and there are negatives for link teams.
Yeah.
One of the ways to deal with link teams is a template weapon, and I'm not referring to like a chain rifle. I'm referring to a heavy rocket launcher, or a missile launcher. So having access to one of those two things in your list, so if you're sitting down and playing against whatever faction you're playing against, and a link team comes around a corner, and you go, okay, I'm going to shoot the guy in the back. Like, and that template goes down, it clips everybody with it. Or if somebody's bringing a person up with a POW bot with them, you know, shooting the POW bot, not shooting the other model, like, and putting the thing down.
Yeah, not going face to face and then shooting something else on the side. What's the TO infiltrator, missile launcher, Noctifer?
Or what it doesn't have infiltration, but yeah.
Yeah, it's
those are disgusting against link teams because you're like, oh, everyone walked through the plant. I'm gonna shoot that guy.
Yeah, Swiss Guard, same.
Yeah, same thing.
Hack Tau, similar.
Yeah, it could just be disgusting.
As for deploying, it takes a lot of getting used to. So like the first five games I played, like I think the first game I played, Adam basically like babied my hands through deployment, and then the second game, I like deployed, and then I was like, what about this? And then just like discuss what was wrong. But as a general rule. Cover at least have one model that can, like, you don't have to have multiple models that can see the same point, but at least have one model that can, like, all of your back line should be able to be seen by at least one of your models.
Cover your backfield, you mean?
One guy can cover, like, a quarter of it. So you just have, like, one guy, his back's against the building, but he's watching half of your back line.
Right, and the other guys, so that's, like, a same for the onion. Like, you have the start of the onion, there's two guys are looking the opposite ways to make sure that, so, like, perfect example is Van Sant can't come in and be like, oh, all your dudes are dead.
Right.
Yeah.
Nor any AD troop for that.
Right, right. Anyone that can come on the side or parachute or drop in or any of that kind of stuff.
Watching the sides is sort of hard. You might not get there's this balance of like having a guy sort of peeked around the corner so he can see where an AD troop will walk in and
I just don't even worry about peeking the guy. I'll just put like a flamethrower absolutely behind it. So if it's like a 90 degree corner, he's just not peeking at all and just sitting right here.
Right.
To say, okay, well, if he wants to come this way, then he can come in and take the flamethrower. And if you survive a heavy flamethrower, good for you. Then you're lucky.
I do the same. I by and large do the same thing. Otherwise, your opponent just gets to like,
they just get to
kill two orders.
Right.
Pretty trivially.
Yeah, if you can set up trades in your deployment for stuff coming against you on turn one, that's a really, really big deal. Because a lot of times that forces them to go into your ARO, and then you're like, perfect, that's exactly what I wanted. Like, going to a Sin Eater with an HMG just feels super shitty, and you're like, God, I hope my good gun doesn't die to this, because otherwise I'm going to have a really not fun game, because it's never going to die at that point. If you can get them to use their big kill pieces to go after your big ARO pieces, that can be pretty ideal if it works out for you. And that's kind of what you want to happen in the first place. And don't expect your ARO's to live. Like, if you're playing Atalanta, you want it to be scary and kind of control the board, but she's a one-dice ARO. Do not expect that to live if you're using one-dice ARO's. That's kind of another thing, too. They're there to protect the board and just cause to eat up orders and do that stuff, but they're probably not going to live the whole game.
Yeah. As a new player, it's probably best to just, like, basically keep everything really, really well hidden, and then watch for your opponent's impetuous stuff. If they have a lot of impetuous stuff, you should probably have ARO pieces.
I still like TR bots for new players.
Sure.
Just because it's kind of nice, and it's 360, and it does protect, and even if they do throw it up top, and it's kind of nice just for...
I don't like throwing it up top anymore because it dies, but on the ground level, it's just like... This entire backfield
is safe.
Like, he's just literally, like, hills alive with the sound of bullets in the back, just like...
Well, that TR bot specifically is insanely...
No, all of them are 360.
Oh, I know.
Like...
Yeah. I wish my Toha one's pretty garbage compared to other ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's a dude.
Well, the other thing to remember, and you've kind of already said this, like, but TR bots are great. Knowing how to deal with certain models, like dealing with the TR bot, is another thing. So that's something that, as you're growing a meta, something that you need to learn and a lot of this stuff comes from conversations after the game, not necessarily about the game directly, but how do I deal with X?
Right,
and then,
right.
So if you're playing into a total reaction bot, a lot of the times the math works out for you if you're putting down smoke and shooting an MSV to, HMG into it.
Yeah, dropping heavy modifiers into TR bots is how you usually beat
Or them. Heavy infantry and cover.
Get them to dodge is the way to do it.
Right, like, right. Yeah, you just make their modifiers so bad that they just can't hit, because usually they're 11s.
I think every single
11s.
One of them is an 11. Yeah.
Well, and then the thing you have to realize, too, that when you're shooting back, when you're getting shot back by that total reaction HMG, the crit percentage is still the same.
Yeah.
So it's still four dice. It is still an additive five. You know, you still have 5% on each of them. So you are crit, like, this game is not about getting crit.
Get tilted and then flip the table and then go play Batman.
No, don't.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't know. I think people freak out about crits too much, too. That has happened. They're just kind of be like, okay, I understand if you get crit like 5 times in a row, and it is what it is, but like, they're going to happen. If people are shooting, like, especially if you have 4 to 5 dice burst,
more dice
that's
going
to happen to you. Yeah. Like, especially if they're dumping like 8 or 10 orders with that model and Ramboing you, they're going to get crits.
Well, it goes back to that Avatar versus Keisatsu argument where the guy took like 16 Keisatsu or however many, I don't remember what it is, and like Avatar versus, and the Keisatsu went out, because when you end up rolling more dice, like periodically over the period of time, like it becomes the problem, you know, you change the probability.
I don't know what that whole situation or what the deal with that is.
This was when they were talking about how the Avatar was just,
like, the Avatar is broken. No one can.
Right.
It can't be beaten. And then someone was just like,
I'm pretty sure it was one of the war cores. I can't remember his name who did it, but it was on the forums.
I'm going to take 20 Keisatsu into the Avatar. And they're like, you can't possibly win. And then he just, like, rolled enough crits that the Avatar died.
Oh.
Yeah. Because as you roll enough dice, it ends up happening. And if you look at the way that this game is designed, which I love, is it's not a true bell curve. It is an exponential curve additive to the number of dice that you add on both crits and successes. So, do not play with this up. It slows you down and you should not be doing this anyway, but it's something to go back into and look at after. There is,
Never Tell Me the Odds.
Oh, what is it called?
I thought it was a program should be called.
A dice calculator.
Never Tell Me the Odds.
Yeah. It's just a math program.
Yeah, sometimes people get too
incorrect.
Sometimes people get too worried about the math on stuff in this game.
That's what it is. Yeah, because you're never going to play a perfect game. Don't think about it when you're doing it, but it's okay to go back and look at it. It's called.
Literal last game I just played, I had the option of a 5 dice into 1 and a 4 dice into 1 with like similar odds,
right.
And I chose to do the 4 dice into 1 because my piece that was shooting was getting into a position I wanted it into.
Right.
So it's like never solely about the mods.
And it's not at all. So the reason why I'm going to say this calculator, and it's Infinity Dice Calculator and it's Ghost Lords. So if you just Google Ghost Lords and Infinity Dice Calculator, you can even create individual models, and it has all the model
spooky for me.
Like profiles in it.
Yeah.
But it's useful in answering questions. So if you're playing in an area that doesn't have like, you don't have people to bounce stuff off of, and you're trying to figure out, crap, how do I deal with a Sukiyo Commando Link missile launcher
you
in
don't
cover
lose.
Shooting? Like,
you try to
what
roll,
is my statistic?
You try to roll 3 crits.
Yeah.
You lose.
I just want to use this so I can play like a Dalek.
Nice.
Yeah, percentage. I was like, that is 16.8%. Exterminate.
That's what HMCs are for.
Mm-hmm.
Exterminate.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
I haven't played my tag in a while. I need to put it back out.
Avatar?
No, my the hyper rapid
magnetic cannon.
The one that's way better than the Avatar.
That's definitely debatable. Definitely different. They're different.
5 is more than 4.
That is true.
5 is more than 4.
Adam, look that up on your little calculator. It's 5 more than 4.
5 more than 4.
It checks out.
Yes. We're good. We're golden.
Let me punch up the numbers.
I could take 2 of those.
You need to be the soundboard guy.
just have Nigel just constantly making sound in the background. I love it. So this is completely random, and I'm sorry to just ramble.
Yeah, we're way out of the deployment. Deployment. Yeah. Woo!
We're
in turn 4.
No, but thinking, I was just thinking about this turn with terrain because we were talking about it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And when we first started playing, we played on a whole bunch of different types of terrain from companies. And we got used to being inside interiors and moving around and doing whatever.
I still like that.
It's still nice in certain scenarios. I like a mixture of it.
There's a couple flaws in it. One was that Adam would leave half of his army inside the terrain every day. Like 8 weeks later, you'd be like, grab one of the little like outhouses and be like, what's going on in here? Yep. And then, yeah, there'd be somebody's random like, oh, this guy used to be a lieutenant.
Yeah, that was all me. Every time I was like in a creative, a lieutenant for that.
But, I mean, that can decrease playability, but like.
Yeah, the other problem is the finger of God.
Yeah. It's not clean in a lot of situations playing inside interiors. It cannot be very clean. The game is not perfectly clean. No game is perfectly clean, but it is rougher on interiors. But after playing with this Muse terrain for quite a while, I've started visually seeing tables, even non-Muse tables.
Get this man some Muse bucks.
Muse discount games.
Oh, three-dimensionally. Oh, like, you play the game, and obviously play the game three-dimensionally, but seeing it in a different way, movement three-dimensionally, like going back to Nick had an Infinity game at Twinfinity where he was playing against an Aleph player and was like, this just freaking sucks. I have no way to deal with Marut. Like, what do I do with Marut? I'm like, why didn't you just go on top of this building and shoot it down? Like, because you have Albedo. Mm-hmm. And it's not something you initially see.
Forget about tags climbing.
Yeah, like tags just walking climb. Up.
Just walking up, vaulting. Yeah, yeah. Tags can just be like, I'm on this building now. Deal with it.
Yeah, so like just movement-wise, like not seeing that aspect of the table, like the more you play with terrain that is more like movable, you will start to see that on other different things. And last night when I was talking with a new player that I had just given it a like refresher game, we were discussing seeing the game in the three dimension and movement options that you don't normally look, because sometimes you just look like, yeah, I got to climb up here or I move in this way, but you don't think about stuff like tags going in areas.
Mm. Yep.
So. Sorry, that was just like such a side jump.
No, I think we went over it pretty well. If more people have questions, they can always ask us. Or I don't know how, but.
Yeah, the website is MuseOnMinis.store. Oh, no, I don't even know the website.
MuseOnStore.com.
Wait, what?
That's not where you have questions. Do you have a Facebook page?
No, you email Nigel Brooks.
Yeah.
MuseOnMinis.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
No, there is no forum either. It's in the other games forum.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you can
make a forum.
You can always just post on Muse on Minis and then make a podcast thread. So, like, anytime we have an episode, just be like, episode 3 of Fireteam Core Miami Knights.
Hey, you idiot. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, exactly. And then, yeah.
You can also 100% respond to any of, like, the WGC thread and, like, message any of us. And
Go to the WGC Infinity and then just be like, just be like, I heard Toha sucks on Fireteam Core, and then link Eggie's name into the chat, and then
do that.
Yeah. Do it.
I'll make fun of you.
That'll never get regulated.
Just FYI, if you light me up, I'm gonna light you up.
Hey, Nestor will never come in to blow that up.
Oh, weird. Anyway,
well, good.
One thing I wanted to talk about though for new players, is creating lists and just have fun creating the list. Like, some people get worried about, like, oh, what is the most optimal model to use, and what is the best model, or what's the most OP model, and you hear that quite often, and a lot of it when you're new is kind of just enjoying the models you like, because anything in Infinity can kill something else in Infinity. You might need help from crits and stuff, but just in general, like, to go in first, I think you pick the models you like the most and then kind of build lists around that, and you can kind of develop key pieces and stuff after that. So when it comes to list building, I think you should just think what you find is cool and then go from there instead of worrying about what do I have to play.
The one thing on that, I'll consider myself a new player still. When you first start, you take like Operation Ice Storm, and then you kind of get used to the guys that come with that, like the custodier and the healer or whatever. The healer is like a doctor. She's like a whip 14 doctor. She's pretty good. She's actually really good at combat. She's got like a high CC. She's BS 13 or something. She's like alarmingly good.
Yeah, yeah.
But then you're like, but the Doctoris is, like 15 points. So I'm just going to take that.
Right.
And I'm just going to give her like a pal bot. And I'm just, you know, you like pare it down to just the bare minimum required to have that specialist. And then you use those points to buy more baddies.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then if you ever revisit it and you take the healer again, you're like, gosh, she's really good. She was actually like amazing. Like, you know, I like play her in the like Kasanagi three man team.
Like, that's what the biggest part about it is. I think when those cool mods, you're like, oh, they're cool. And then you're like, well, the numbers say that if I take this, it's cheaper, blah, blah, blah. But like, those models, that's how you find new models to play. And then they can, like, fit a toolkit to actually make it more playable. And you find out what their tool, like, how useful they can be on the table and what they're actually for. And then it kind of gets the versatility of all the models, you know?
Yeah.
So you discover a lot of stuff when you're first playing by picking the cool models, what you like, and then testing those and figuring out what they can actually do in the game. And also, another thing about that, too, is not worry about if something doesn't do something in one specific game, don't throw it in the dumpster.
For example, I have played the Sugarat Tempest Regiment, which is a heavy infantry HMG die.
AP,
he usually
AP.
Dies to, like, I don't know, just the wind. And then
which you shouldn't.
He
gets sneezed at, and he's off the table.
Yeah, pretty much. And I keep playing him because I'm a glutton for punishment, I guess.
Yeah.
But he finally had a good game against Josh the other day.
Yeah.
I killed, like, Hector and a couple of other guys in that league.
He's definitely active turn piece.
Yeah.
Also, you're an Evo repeater. Oh, man, I take that thing all day, every day. I take mine, and
oh,
I love it.
Oh, good night, right?
It has a gun, which is the biggest part.
You and your Evo repeaters. Who needs hacking?
It's got a combi rifle.
Yeah, it's a gun. I don't have a gun. I'll pay 3 more points for a gun.
You know what's OP?
What?
Electric pulses.
Combi rifles? Oh.
Auto 7, baby.
Those are OP as hell.
I mean, I guess.
They blow up like Natural Born Warrior. They blow up everything. I-Cole.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
Auto 7s, baby.
Auto 7s. You just like
up to a plus 3 to the roll. They have to roll like super bad.
They get a plus 3, but you don't get your I-Cole. So like.
Yeah, because you're a robot.
Well, just because they don't care. The flash pulse is just
can't be
modified by anything.
I think I-Cole is for. Is that for everything?
I think it's for everything. I don't think I-Cole is for like. I don't think they differentiate between.
I thought they're like pheromones.
It's like it is, but it doesn't mean. Yeah, robots are like.
Hey, robot, yeah. You think I'm sexy?
Yep. Robots do think they're sexy.
Very,
tags.
Very sexy.
Yep. You think I'm sexy.
Yep.
Yeah, you just play that song to them. They're like,
yep.
Oh my gosh.
And Sperminate.
Oh, no.
What?
Cut that out.
What?
I'll probably leave that in. That's not bad.
Oh, my God. I'm broken.
Oh, buddy.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, like, I don't know. You got to give models a chance to have fun. Like, the Symbiote Beast, I love. And at first I was like, I don't need these things, whatever. And then I was like, the dogs are so cool. And I named one Dudley after my dog. And I started playing all the time, and I'm just like, and then it's turned out to be really good once you know how to use that piece.
Yeah, but then you take it personally when they kill him.
Quick side note on that.
No, Dudley!
Totally.
I was semi not being a good listener.
Yeah, okay, that's normal.
Yeah. I-Cole does not work on anything with structure, period.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Just like that's a terrible listener.
Yeah, because
you are not sexy, so he's changed it.
That's why Catbot's awesome.
What?
That's why the Catbot's awesome. Actually, there's a million reasons.
Why is it that
awesome.
Something ignores her I-Cole makes her awesome?
No, I'm just saying I just love my Catbot.
Because your face.
Oh, your Catbot.
Yeah,
okay.
My Catbot, not your sex. Like,
yeah, I have a better Catbot.
Yours, forget that one.
Yeah.
The Uber Commander.
Yeah.
Yep.
Forget that thing.
But yeah, that was. I wasn't going to go in too deep detail about it, but just play models that you think are cool. Eventually you'll find the use for them and how they're supposed to be played. And go from there. Don't worry about what people are saying is OP and super good. Because eventually you'll figure out what's good and what you can use. And that's kind of how you get different lists from what everyone else is playing.
Yeah. Speaking of, if anyone is listening, which there's probably
they're not.
and you guys want us to talk about anything specific, like elaborate about, hey, how do you deal with Uberfall Commandos? Or how do you, how do I play against this? Or how do I get with this? We're happy to talk about it. Whether or not our answers are helpful to you, they will be. Seem to be, we'll go for there. Or if there's anything you want for us to discuss, send us a message, post in the forums, anything around there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I think that's been a cast.
Yeah.
That's what, $120?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Cool.
We'll be a little more focused or have better.
No, we had some topics to talk about here.
We did.
If you want to hear specific topics or, we're not going to, we'll probably stay away from, like, list creation for certain lists unless it's, like, a special episode or something like that, because that can kind of dull and not as fun. But, yeah, if you have suggestions, you can go talk about it, and we'll take a look. We're not going to guarantee we're going to talk about it either. Good stuff we'll pick.
It's also not a guarantee that, if you've obviously noticed, if you pay attention, it's not going to be an every week cast per se. We'll try to be as regular as possible. It will probably be every 2 to 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We're only a 4-man today, so,
Four man is the best man, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Whoa! Wrecked. Yeah, we'll see. If we miss it like a bunch of like 3 weeks, something like that, there might be a infiltration sode.
Mm-hmm.
A one man deal.
One man, yeah.
And we'll see how that'll be like
a
15
a Rambo.
To 20. Yeah, Rambo
one
mode.
Man.
Yeah. So that might happen to you if it comes down to it, but
yeah, we'll be there for your entertainment, hopefully.
Yeah, if you guys want to, we can do question. I like, it'd be kind of fun to do like a question, or like a, like the question.
We could do that on WGC, like lightning round.
Lightning round, yeah. That'd be fun to do. Yeah, we'll do a lightning round. If you
I'm pretty sure they've
round.
Shut that down. We probably can't do it on the WGC.
Why? It'd just be one post, and then they can post in that post.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that'd be fun to do.
We could do a worst case scenario. We could do it on the Muse forums.
Yeah.
It's actually super fun because, like, we have a tenuous grasp on what we're talking about, at least me specifically. Like, I have no idea what I'm – yeah.
Same.
But I feel like Infinity more than anything, that nothing's a known commodity. Like, it's like
– yeah, it's not – there's no, like – it's not
scientific
fact.
Yeah, it's not hammered down like in War Machine as much. Mm. So you have some varied opinions.
That's true.
And you'll create content for us.
Mm-hmm.
That's the real reason I want it.
I want to create controversy.
Controversy?
Not content, but –
like what?
I don't know.
Like panel players are little babies.
Like Symbiomates. Are they balanced or unbalanced?
No. They're balanced.
See? That's controversial.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it is. I'm pretty sure it's clear cut. They just aren't.
Oh, there you go. See?
Boosh.
I'm just saying the controversial take that they're balanced.
Oh.
Yeah, they're balanced. Yeah,
see? That's a controversial
I'm just going to cut all of your voices. Saying, yeah. They're balanced. Mm. They're balanced.
It's just
Nigel says they're balanced. All right. Anyway, that's a sound. This is Eggie.
Nigel.
Crumb.
Adam.
Later. I'm still scrolling to find that.
That's okay. I'll do my unboxing of Outrage.
Oh. You have a camera for that?
I appreciate that they, on the box, graffitied Outrage over the word Outrage.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yep.
What an outrage.
I just figured out why my ear was hurting. I apparently had a token.
In your ear?
What is wrong with
you? It was in your... I often will put things like behind my ear like a pen.
What are you doing, magic tricks?
And I put a token there, and I was like, why the heck are these headphones bothering my ears? Nice.
Why would you put a token behind your ear?
I put every time. Yeah.
God, this guy looks way cooler than the pictures.
Magic tricks.
Look at the Oniwabin.
Oniwabin?
Yeah, that's an Oniwabin.
Yeah. Get used to him, Nigel. He's coming for you.
Yeah,
for the cats?
You're never going to actually see him.
For the Uberfall?
You'll never see it.
Never see it until it's too late.
I'll just Pokemon it.
Pokemon.
You can't Pokemon crits, yo.
That is true.
You got a crit first.
With like your martial arts level 4 guy who's,
you know, that's awesome.
24.
When you went after McCall that one time, and McCall's like,
yeah, that was pretty bad.
I like how she's making a call. It's pretty amazing.
Oh, yeah. She's a hexo.
Yeah. You don't say. You don't say. You don't say.
You don't say, see?
Who was it? He didn't say.
Is this a Mad Max model?
That's a pilot.
Yeah.
That's
BDSM
stuff. Yeah, that's Bebe.
Everybody, all the people who pilot tags are...
just naked.
Just naked.
Just
naked gals.
I don't...
Unless you're a guy, then you're like in heavy, heavy infantry.
And they're all Matrix.
And you're wearing heels.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I cannot find the pictures for the stuff, the new stuff.
It's I'm always going to think
there's so many posts in there.
I think short round, I'm going to use this P-Well. Like, that's going to replace P-Well. It's going to be amazing.
Mm. Is that the guy that looks like Roger from American Dad?
Yeah, he was like my favorite. He's like
Roger.
Have you seen the model?
P-Well?
Yeah.
He's a little robot.
He looks like Roger. He's got a big fat belly. And
doesn't have a giant head.
Mm-hmm.
I can see the Roger. I can see it. Man,
I gotta pull this model.
I gotta get this Outrage box so bad.
Really?
I just want to paint all these models.
Scoot those over when you're done. I wish the Druze actually had a sniper rifle profile. They don't have one.
Oh, this is that Destro head.
So,
did you notice that?
There is. I was talking with Chris a little bit earlier.
You can't ignore me.
And no, I'm not ignoring you. I'm answering the whole thing. Apparently, Bostra, or I don't actually remember who it was, kind of left it a little bit open that there's not profile these and they may not be making them, but if they're pestered enough and there's enough interest, they might be making them. So.
Well, again, the great thing about this is they are all usable as other things.
Right. Yeah. HVTs, bro.
Except for that sniper rifle.
What do you mean?
Everything else actually has a profile that you can use.
Yeah, the sniper rifle is just a dude.
Yeah. You can have it be...
Yeah, but he should be a Druze sniper rifle.
Have it be Lamut.
But no, it can be...
He's clearly not a pineapple head.
He actually could be...
But he looks stupid.
Nauf. Because that's literally Nauf.
He could be Nauf. He could also be...
Authorized bounty hunter stumper.
This guy could just be an Alguacil sniper.
Snape.
Sure. I just wish that the Druze, which he actually is in the manga.
Oh,
I just wish they had a sniper profile because that's literally what that would be, which would be perfect.
Yeah.
That's what I was like. I was really disappointed. I was like, oh, Druze. I was looking for an excuse to buy the box, and then there wasn't a sniper, and I cried.
Oh,
boom!
Bails.
She's down and out.
Was that Bebe? Nope. It's the other. The gal on the phone.
That's the stupid panda one.
She's got important stuff to do. She's on the phone.
It's good to know there's still cell phones in the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that couldn't have been any
thousand years from now.
She's literally got eight things attached to her head that aren't a phone, but none of them act as a phone.
Oh, this guy is sweet. Donovan's sweet.
He's really cool. Like, the paint jobs make him look really simple.
His
model looks way better than actually the box is.
Well, it's because he painted them like the manga style, more cartoony style.
See that thing?
Oh, she's One Piece too. That's pretty sweet.
You need to play that guy and say "knife to meet you" when he activates.
I wonder. Yeah, you can have a. You need. Doesn't he have a dog warrior?
He has a dog warrior.
You need a dog.
Wait, what?
He's a dog warrior, so he turns into a dog.
Oh, okay.
Where's the dog model?
You don't get one with it.
Lame.
Nope.
Yeah, increase the cost.
So he's an Ariadne dude.
Correct.
Yep. Who's also in the Navy?
They're all mercs in the story.
Ooh.
I wish there was a combined army, dude.
There is.
They're kind of just taking over. Of them. That's the problem with combined army. There's not a lot of... I guess crackout renegades are like mercs. That's who would probably join if anyone's going to join. Crazy old mole rat.
Right. Could have easily done, considering like literally everyone can take them.
You can take three.
In a sartorial.
The sniper's awesome. Jethro looks fantastic,
he's really cool.
Actually.
Yeah, his beard looks amazing.
Didn't like the paint on it. Didn't like it look so fancy. But his beard looks sweet.
I mean, the paint goes... Like, it's done in theme.
Yeah.
So,
did you see the inside of that cape? Did you see the actual
details?
It's actually sculpted in there. Oh. Ooh,
finally, the sculpted the details.
Holy ravioli.
It's not just Angel being like, oh, yeah, by the way, this model looks amazing because I painted it this way. They still look amazing because of the sculpts.
I might buy it just for this model.
Yeah.
Wow.
Worth it.
It's actually fantastic.
Outrage.
That's my favorite model of the whole thing.
It's truly, truly outrage.
It makes me want to just go, like, vandalize some stuff and just write over a stop sign, stop.
just put outrage on the stop sign.
You have to spell exactly what it says over it.
With spray paint.
With spray paint, yeah.
It's like, enter, exit.
Okay.
Yeah, Irish sniper guy, sweet.
What did we want to talk about this week?
I'm going to pull up. If I can find these pictures.
You got some bullet points?
I do have actually bullet points, but I want to get to the actual new models coming out, and we kind of shoot through them, and I can pass around the pad.
The pad.
Maxi pad.
Oh, I think we've all seen these new models, so you can just point them out.
I don't need to pass it around.
Yeah.
I just don't want to miss one.
As long as we talk about the...
You guys didn't talk about every model that was released.
Tunguska Heavy Infantry.
I don't think we have any listeners yet, so that's not like a problem.
Yeah, right. Ryan came up to us yesterday at Mayhem, was like, I'm loving the podcast.
Yeah, but that's like a little...
The episode.
Nah, people have been saying stuff, dude.
They've been saying shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're garbage.
We are garbage.
Last episode was.
We were all garbage.
That is a
true
statement.
Life is meaningless.
We are down a man.
Whoa.
Yeah, Colin's being a...
A Colin.
He's been a Colin. He's watching his bros. He doesn't want to get lonely.
Show me.
They're like beta fish. If you leave them by themselves, they'll kill each other.
What the crap?
I'm going to find this. There's just so many posts on the WGC.
Is it meta?
That just knocks everything down to the bottom.
Is it meta if I fidget spin like this?
No.
Oh, no. You're breaking the meta.
Whoa.
Gosh, that's
I can't. Whatever. I can't find it.
I love that Joey wants this thing real bad.
I think it's more meta if you personally rotate around it, like this stands still. You hold it here and just start spinning around it.
I'm just literally
that's meta.
Doing
yeah.
So you just like, you're like that. You're the you just get drunk and you use a baseball
yeah,
bat.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's yep. that's meta. But you just got you put your head on the baseball bat and spin around and you got to run down the line.
Yep.
But if you,
I can't find it.
I want to go into my car and fidget
spin.
We're
not recording, are we?
Yeah, we're recording. Yes. Fidget spin while doing donuts in a car.
Mm-hmm.
I do have notes. So we can just go. We can talk about whatever you liked on that new announcement. I'm not going to keep looking for it because it's annoying me.
That's totally cool. Also, everybody knows new announcements. If there's one thing that sucks about the regular cast
I
is
agree.
Telling people it just came out.
You should pull up the new profiles.
You know what
though,
I hate the
released.
Most about it is
can you get those?
Telling them it came out,
the new
reading
panel?
The rules of it that everyone has.
That one's released. And then the new heavy infantry.
By the time the podcast release, it's been well absorbed. Like
it's been like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And it's just like, everybody knows it's a thing. Everyone can read its rules. We don't have to tell our listeners exactly what it does. Like, it's just like,
well, honestly, no one else does that in Infinity yet for podcasting. Like, no one else goes and like, here's this new model. Here's the actual stats for it. Blah, 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 blah.
Mm.
People are like, yeah, I'm not going to talk shit.
I mean, there's not really a point to because everything.
Look at this guy. He wants to be in. He's lonely looking at us. He wants to come in here.
He's basically like looking at two buddies who are both at fidget spinners, and he's like, what the hell?
Why don't I have a fidget spinner?
I want that fidget spinner. Yes.
Take it away. Now. Yes.
Yeah.
So do you have those?
Now I feel like
bummer.
A hollow shell
like
of my
just,
former man.
Yeah. I like how it instantly gives. It actually might cause ADD.
I'm looking for them.
They were like a long gone.
Damn
I should just like screen cap that stuff. Anyway. Okay. Let's rock and roll.
Damn, too friction.
Are we ready?
Damn it.
Yep.
All right. Who wants to do intro?
And what are we even name this podcast?
Are you watching my cats?
Are we on what episode 2?
I do not start with that.
No, we're on episode, I think, 3.
3. 3.
We're on 3?
Yeah.
Did you actually release that like 8-minute selfie?
No, we've done two full ones.
We did a second one.
Okay,
I will. I eventually will do that. So if we miss 2 weeks or whatever, and like then we're not going to do one in between. Like if we're going to do bi-weekly and we miss one, then I'll just do like a 15-minute episode or something like that. Probably in between when you guys actually need the recorder and stuff.
Yeah.
So
it can be called Loss of Lieutenant.
No, it's going to be called like Infiltration. Anyway.